The European Parliament's president has offered to mediate in a dispute between Hungary and neighbouring Slovakia over a controversial Slovak law enforced Tuesday that fines public service employees for using minority languages. Hungary says the law is aimed at Slovakia's over half a million ethnic Hungarians.
At the weekend, participants at an ecumenical meeting in southern Hungary called on the Slovak government to reconsider and withdraw its State Language Act. Bishop Laszlo Kisrigo of Szeged Kanszád in Hungary spoke to us about the message at the conclusion of the meeting.
Well, the aim of the meeting was not to demonstrate in a political way, but to something which only we Christians can do, give testimony and give thanks to God for having a mother tongue. We are grateful for having a mother tongue, and everyone else has a mother tongue. We are grateful that on this mother tongue, through this mother tongue, we can communicate with God and with one another, and we express our solidarity with those who are not able to do this, or who are even punished for trying to do this, who are negatively discriminated. The real aim was, of course, not to eliminate or force the Slovak government to change the law. Hopefully that also will come one day, as sooner the better. But the real aim was to express this solidarity and this special Christian spirit